Ambassador College presents Ghana Ted Armstrong. Today, Ghana Ted Armstrong warns of the frightening growth in world population and examines what can be done to alleviate this greatest of all problems. He also offers you a free booklet called Famine, Can We Survive?
Remember all that talk about food pills, artificial things that tasted like liver, potatoes, onions, and the like? People used to think that scientists could do anything. Science will save us from anything. And among the great and glorious things that science could do, from their vast store of wondrous innovations, would be produce nutritious meals, but in pill form. Maybe you could carry them in your hip pocket, or she could carry hers in a little pink thing in her purse. The comedians used to have quite a go with it. Pass the spinach, baked potato, and liver pill, George. With pleasure, Henry, but don't you miss the flavor of the lovely baked potato, though. Sure, George, but I never did like liver. You know, these pills were supposed to take care of feeding the exploding populations of the developing nations, if that's the term to use. When they didn't materialize, the same dreamers decided to shoot them off in rockets to the moon. That is, the people they considered extra. Who would decide who was extra or not was always a question. Now, I wonder how you qualify to be a part of the world's excess population. Did you ever wonder whether or not when they decided who was extra, you might be included? Anyway, the moon rocket ideas went the way of the food pill ideas and lots of other ideas, and the world finds that it has to face the simple fact that the poor, the undernourished, the starving, the population explosion, the mismanagement of the world's resources, and inequities in mankind's way of doing things are simply not going anywhere. They are here. They have to be faced. They have to be dealt with. And they have to be dealt with right now and right here. And with edible food, not fairy tale panaceas. By the end of this century, we will need food enough to feed 6 to 7 million people. And 79% of them will be in the underdeveloped nations. And these nations, with an almost unaccountable number of underprivileged people, have the worst population explosions and the least food available. A major factor in the population growth, of course, is not so much the soaring birth rate, but the fact that people are not dying as fast as other people are being born. The birth rate increases while the death rate falls, and the result is too many people for the Earth's resources to feed using its present systems, or anything that has been thought of up to date, and that includes farming the seas, and all the other ideas. Food production kept up with population for about 10 years since World War II, but in 1958, things began to change. Since then, the food crisis has been very real. Economists point out that food production can only grow arithmetically. If you have 10 productive acres and you add 2 more, you have 12 productive acres. But population grows geometrically. That is, 10 people doubled is 20, and then 20 doubled is 40, and so on. When severe drought hits, as it did in 1965 and 1966 in India, the shortage of productive land creates food shortages that lead to famine. So with these droughts, the average food available around the world in 1966 was 2% less per person than it was in 1965. The land simply won't be able to support the population under normal circumstances, let alone in drought and flood years. And it goes that way in country after country, Central and South America. The developing countries of the world are right now producing 16 million tons less food than they need.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Ghana Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.